What up, you guys? Sorry, we had a little issue going on. Let's see. I want to say, where am I good? Let's see. Damn. About that.
We was deep in deep conversation. That shit just went all the way out.
I just invited them back. Oh, there you go. Brandy, sorry about that.
It's all good. I was just like, what did I do?
Right. Did we say the wrong thing?
Hold on, I'm trying to invite Kiki back. Kiki, do you love us? Do you?
Right.
Okay, I just invited her back. Okay. So, I know, yeah, we only got like 10 minutes left, but just wanted to pick up briefly where you guys left off. We were talking about dating athletes and possibly how some things go down when they're disloyal. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Let's jump back in a second. Something in the air. My phone's been acting funny kind of all day with a lot of loading and stuff. Well, there goes Kiki.
There goes Kiki. Kiki. There you go. Boom. Okay. Hey.
There you go.
There we go.
There we go. Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Kiki,
girl, I sound like the phones, girl, is 5G. Don't give me, I'm just kidding.
I just got this phone the other day, and every time like I go live or whatever, it keeps like blinking, and then it'll just turn off.
Yeah, all these phones are just crazy. That's all. It ain't nothing to be said. They just are what they are. They computers, and they do what they do. You know?
That's right.
They pay about $1,500 plus four. Uh-oh. Can y'all hear me?
Yep, it's the Wi-Fi.
Okay, my son had an old flip phone. This was years ago. You remember the flip phone? And I washed it and I dried it by accident. And will I tell you, that phone still worked. I was still able to make phone calls. I could still hear perfectly well on that flip phone. And now these little things, if you don't have a special case and you just drop it just a little bit, it's like, now it don't win. And they say it's waterproof and a little bit of mist get on it and they all out of order. So, I don't know.
That's what it is. We were sending requests at the same time because mine's kept cutting off too.
Sorry about that.
You okay?
Yeah. No, my phone was just fucking up. But I'm good. I got it hooked on the charger right now, so I'm be sitting a little awkward. back into our conversation. We were talking about athletes and Lala Anthony and Carmelo Anthony and babies and break babies and divorces.
You know what? I used to be in love with Carmelo Anthony, but now I've been like, I don't like him no more. I used to be Google Gaga. You don't do that to me. Oh, nah. You got to.
No,
I don't even know if it's an athlete thing or just a man with money thing. I feel like obviously athletes have a bit more access to.
But Lala has her own money though too, right?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the cheating.
Because it's their lifestyle. They're always on the road.
Exactly. But I'm saying like,
if I did an athlete, I'm coming with you.
Men have it, athlete men always just like performers, right? Rappers and all that. They have it.
It comes with lifestyle
and stuff. But even these regular men out here who happen to have some real money in their pocket still feel like they can trollop about because they got this dough in their pocket. So,
yeah, not all of them. The older they get, they kind of get that feeling like, do I still got it? Do I still have it? Can I get with
the? Our heard is just to say they did it.
Yeah, that too. Yep. it's just, but it could, Brandy might be right. It probably could be just a money thing too, where it's like,
shit. I mean, athletes can just be brand new, third string, sixth on the bench, whatever, and they still gonna get a little like,
wait, what? The team.
You were sixth man, you rolling with the team, so by association, you gonna have that little trolling friend that's gonna be trying to get you so she can get to the next one. So you go get something just for being on the team, but I'm just relating it to, you know, you got all that money and you got the notoriety and you got the access. So it's kind of,
yeah, they feel like they can, they want them.
So, but I don't want to be like a cheater is a cheater, because that's a lot of temptation out there on when they on the road every single night. You know, groupies be waiting. I'm not saying it's okay, and I'm not saying don't have no self-control. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I'm just looking disgusted because that's nasty. And you're going back home probably bringing who knows what home.
Girl.
And they be gone for months.
Send his ass to the doctor every time he come home from being on the road.
Look, and then make sure
your baby hears that test. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm feeling some type of way. Like, you, a woman has to be mentally prepared for that. Like, for real.
Yeah, definitely.
Then athletes, you got to be mentally prepared.
Right. Imagine just being in that situation and, like, you hear, you know, your dude got a twins on the way. You know what I mean?
Oh, then you hear from the tabloids, and then like she knew. She knew. I could have sworn they was being getting a divorce. I could have sworn she had another.
They
piece.
Were before. Maybe they worked.
They was on vacation. She was like, and didn't he have another baby too on her?
He did
before. Yeah, he had one baby out of wedlock, then he's twins.
Ooh. Oh, this okay.
I'm going to hang it up.
I thought it
was allegedly, okay.
Oh, wow.
For real.
Damn.
Royal Reign, we just talked about Carmelo Anthony and Lala going through a divorce because he's had a set of twins allegedly while they were still married. Separated, divorced, I don't know, but apparently it's a thing.
Damn. Well, at least she could, she's free to do whatever she wants now. She, remember people were getting on her for showing her titties on Power or whatever? They're like, hey, you're married.
Yeah, look at this, right, look at this fool out there having babies. That's what I'm saying. I think people be having
babies. I didn't hear that.
And these people, these men people be going outside of the understanding and having these babies. I'm sure when you acting and performing and doing all the stuff that they do, they know it's going to be stuff going on, right? And it's like, look, have some discretion, have some decorum about your philandering, and we going to work this out. But then these people get into their modes and be messing with these women. I don't know the other ladies, so I'm not going to talk about her, but they be messing with these other women, no protection, no nothing, and then they end up having these babies and then causing a tabloid explosion, and then everything falls apart. When y'all had to understand it, just stick to the plan. Whatever that plan
and
was.
And that's spending my money for me to show up. And then that's when the money stopped coming, that's when all these females be trying to expose.
Yep. You know? And that's what happens.
Like,
but when you take a vow under God, that's like, why would you even get married? You know, like, what? That doesn't make sense.
I agree.
That doesn't make sense.
Putting all your monies at risk with the marriage, putting all this drama, like, just date. There's been a few couples out there that did that. Look at Oprah and Stedman.
Who? They have
Oprah
babies?
Oprah Stedman. I know he ain't no athlete. I'm just saying. They've been together a long time. I don't know where he at now. But
I thought she was dating her best friend.
Oh, listen. Yeah,
right?
Allegedly. You know what? I think I can't start a podcast.
You're going to have to throw that. You're going to have to just put allegedly on the screen. And then just
I need a sign.
You're going to have to have a pre-recorded button.
Allegedly.
What's her best friend name? Gail.
Yeah, Gail.
Yeah, I thought that was her best friend.
Yeah, because we ain't seen neither one of them with nobody. I mean, not that that means anything, but curious.
But that's true. That is true. Yeah, you haven't seen her with nobody. Yeah. You ain't seen her with no white man or nothing like that. So
She said Stella was her best friend too, right? Remember?
What happened?
Didn't she say Stedman was her best friend too at one point?
Yeah, I think she did. Yeah, she did. Yep.
That's all these years. Oprah ain't crazy. She said you ain't getting my coins. I'm $1 billion these days.
Right.
Marriage who? Contract what?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Somebody said Gail, yeah. They said, yep, I'm not even looking at the comments. Let me show.
I still love you, though. Like, yeah, listen.
They both gave
said,
for real.
Well, can I ask the question, not to be off subject about the athletes and stuff and then the babies, but what about Nick Cannon and his situation? Him having all these babies. And him,
I made a comment.
His doctor saying he's about to die, and these females know that he's about to die, and he's, I guess, going around saying, "Have my kids, no strings attached." So,
well, I know he did have, he had some kind of a disease years ago. Like he had, what was it, a kidney
lupus?
Disease?
I think lupus.
Yes.
Something else, but he said the doctor said blood clots in his lungs or something.
He trying to create some diversity by having a bunch of different baby mamas. I'm confused.
And it's a lot of twins.
Babies with one chick. Okay.
Well, I think the controversy is none of them are black, right?
Oh, I didn't.
One of them was very pretty with a little cute short dude. She was black.
So what is Mariah Carey?
They look multi-ethnic. I don't know what they were, but they looked mixed. I don't know if you can say that anymore, right?
I'm confused.
But
so he's just going around having all these mixed babies, I guess. I don't know about the other one. I mean, I heard it's more kids, whatever, but
Queen Cat.
So I don't know what the total, I don't know if it's seven. I don't know what the
number some of them are twins.
Right,
pushing
right.
Twins.
Him and Mariah had twins. Did somebody else have twins too?
Him. Yeah.
Oh, he has twins on the way, right? He has twins on the
way. Yeah, and then maybe there's more. They African.
But so would y'all feel differently if he had as many children with all black, like aesthetically black women?
I don't care. You got 1% black, you black.
Okay.
So them kids gonna be black because their daddy black.
Do it matter as long as they're taken care of and everybody's getting along?
To me, it matters because it seems like y'all trying to wipe away the, African-American traits.
Well, no, not that it matters about the type of women. Does it matter how many that he had? And then does it matter about the type of women? So
it depends if you can afford them or not. You know, look at, so, what's his name? NBA Youngboy.
Yeah, you can afford them. You got what now?
He got two more kids on the way. Oh.
How many does he have?
11.
11? Who said 11?
NBA yeah, about, that sounds about right.
See.
Who? Nick Cannon or NBA Youngboy?
I don't know what's going on in these bedrooms, so I can't say, but I would like to guess that these children are not intentional. And maybe they are. Like, I feel like if these kids weren't intentional, then you just out here willy-nilly, like we were talking about earlier with the disease rate going up for our people. So I just think you're being irresponsible whether you could take care of the children or not if they're unintentional pregnancies. However, like, let's say in Nick Cannon's case, allegedly, I'm dying, so I want my legacy to live on, so I'm intentionally choosing a woman that I think are going to be good moms to have these children with. Agree or disagree, that seems more contrived and thought through. Whereas somebody you high, we in the club, come home with me, oops, you're pregnant. So I feel like one is a little bit more irresponsible than the other, even if they had the same amount of children because of how they're going about it. So I think that's important to ask when we're discussing it, like, why? Was this an accident? Was this on purpose? If this was on purpose, why so many different ones? Why don't you take your time and choosing your children's mothers? Like, what's like, it's none of our business, but it is because you be telling us your business. Like, so we want to know. But you know, we got our opinions, and I'm not judging, but, you know, it is interesting that he has a type, but do we all have a type? Do y'all have a type?
What do y'all when it comes to raising my kids, who I'm going to have a baby with?
I mean, I like mine tall, dark, and handsome.
You feel me? Sexual chocolate.
I think they are too. She's royal and loyal. And she thinks his children were intended. It seemed like it because he seemed real happy and proud. Not that you can't be happy and proud if it was a surprise, but
right. That's what I feel like. I feel like that's why Nick Cannon came out with him saying that he is about to die because he didn't want people looking at him like he was just going around having all these kids unintentionally. I think he came out to let people know he wasn't a future, like that rapper future.
Got it.
Oh, and then that's nasty. It's sticking there, you know, peeing in all these women. And sometimes these women be trapping them, put holes in the condoms already, get some type of stuff that makes them get pregnant. And then even if they do wear a condom, they will get the condom out the toilet or the garbage or whatever and put it in there.
It's a real thing. It's a very real thing.
That was popping, like, or a lot of video vixens were doing that, like in the early 2000s or whatever. Like when a nigga be asleep, they get his condom and then shove the their pussy. Yeah.
Oh, I never heard that.
Just to
you said to have sleep,
they can have a baby. Yeah, get the money. That them checks.
Why the dude is asleep?
Yeah. I've heard a couple stories like that.
She must have flipped something in his drink.
Probably so.
Right.
Oh, damn, that's what they mean.
You want them checks. People get real crafty.
Then it's sad because then like celebrity people like that is like, why would you waste your marriage for a stripper or a thot or whatever, unless you're going to pay her for the rest of her life, not to say nothing.
That's true.
Because nobody would love to be with a celebrity. Ooh, I'm going to sell this to the shade room. Ooh, videotape, extort. So it's like, there's got to be some type of threatening going on.
And a look. They mind just be gone. It's like,
and look at Chris Brown. He getting sued again. So I'm like, he didn't slap somebody's wig off.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Why was he glued? Wait a minute. That's a hard slap. If it was a lace front that had all that glue and stuff in it.
Oh, yeah, that's a very hard.
That's kind of hard. Slap your ball head. I don't know. It's hard. Some of these celebrities be feeling like they got license to do what they want. And then it be women, men, people, whatever, after them, that be lying, trying to get a settlement, you know, because the people don't want the boat. So it just be hard to tell. I don't know.
Bless T.I. and Tiny.
Especially when people have a history of doing things, then it'd be, like, easier to kind of, like, push them into giving you money. I'm going to say you did this to me, and people going to believe me because you already did it 10 years ago. Like, it's unfortunate.
That's celebrity, right? Like, to me trying to get on, be like, I'm good. Nope. I'm sorry.
Make good decisions.
That's some of your life insurance. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
For real. Go fast and come back to haunt you. Be careful.
Right. And like you said, like with T.I. and Tiny, that chick who's trying to, you know what I mean, say that they drugged her and what did she allege that they did to her?
Well, some with a gun, right? Put out a gun on her.
Whatever
happened to the outcome of that story? Because it was buzzing for me.
She did an apology.
What happened?
Did they pay her?
Did they pay her?
I think that's what happened. Yeah. I think they paid her off.
I heard there were still investigations going on, but that was literally like maybe a month ago, and I just never heard.
What can they investigate? Like, if it was hella years ago, ain't nobody DNA gonna be in somebody pussy that long. Like,
I guess just checking out her story. What are the drinking people out everybody was like, but wait, you said this, but you had your kids around them or your daughter or whatever, she like one of her children, I don't know how many she got, but she said her babies/babies were around them and around their kids. And they're like, well, if they were this horrible and they were doing the things that you say, why would you bring your children? So it's like it's unfortunate because
she didn't speak when it happened.
Decisions. make good decisions, because you know what be going on. And sometimes, like she said, you participate, and then when things go wrong and go left for you, then you want to start talking about how horrible people are when you was right there with them. Even if you right. didn't do nothing, but you was sitting there silent while they out there hurting people, if that's what you say allegedly happened, right? You still sat there and you still kicked mm-hmm. it with them to do whatever you was doing. So not to be like, if you know somebody's abusing somebody and then never say nothing, even if it's 5 years later, yes, speak on it. But you do realize the longer you wait, the less likely people are to believe you when you're talking about stuff. And still tell people, women, men, if you are feeling abused or hurt by somebody, please, I don't care if it's been 50 years. Yes, still speak up on it. So I'm not saying that. But the point yeah. of what I'm saying yeah. is, when you are involved in, whether it's with or against your will, or you see something going on that don't sit well with your heart, speak on it immediately. If not, at minimum, remove yourself from the situation. Don't hang around and benefit from what's going on and then later on speak to it, because people are going right. to believe the story a lot less. Still speak on it, but you're going to have more of an uphill battle, right?
Right.
Then yeah. just have a little bit of proof.
Early no, you're right. And then it's like for them to let that linger on and not say anything, that means that, you know, whoever, you know, the person is who's alleging they did whatever, that means those people are still hurting other females out there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's like, you're okay with letting that happen. You know what I mean? So
it's just, it makes it really difficult. And it's a hard thing.
Them are probably scared to speak and scared of all that, you know, backlash, yeah. all the people, the threats, and people probably not believing you, and you know what I mean? Because they're a bigger person, you know, like, and then when that girl spoke out, I guess all the other girls came out, like, you know yeah. what I mean? Well, fucking, I'm going to say it's like R. Kelly, like a domino effect.
And that's what happened. Yeah.
Maybe. I think sometimes there's agencies out there that hire some of these girls, too, to just, you know, make up some fabricated story. And it's a money grab. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So
I agree.
That could also be the case too, you know.
All kind of stuff be going on behind the scenes that us people in the public don't know nothing about. And when you start getting up to levels, if people are listening to you or you got enough money, people are coming at you from all kind of directions. You got family, yes. you got ex-friends, you got ex-lovers, you got the government, depending on what you talk about. People coming after you when you have a voice, a real voice that's being heard, and you're being effective with that voice, yeah, somebody's coming after you. So be prepared.
That's right. And mysteriously, some celebrities be popping up dead. Certain other individuals be popping up dead. So it's a dangerous game when you got a lot of money and
mm-hmm. you
know, affiliations with a lot of people. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, you know, sorry we got cut off earlier. And I know, you know, you guys got to get back to your families and doing what you got to do. Any last words from anybody? Any of you beautiful queens?
Miss Kiki.
Check me out August 7th in Stockton at the Spot. Or you can check me out open mic Monday at Dwayne Wiggins Compound in Oakland. Y'all should come too. Poetry.
We gotta come through.
Spoken word, all that.
I need the info on that because that sounds like my kind of scene.
Okay. So. Yeah, I'll send it to you. Like, yeah, I like the spoken word. I'd be like,
yeah, and poetry. I just followed you, B. Nicole Stylist, okay. For those of you that don't know. So when you see me, you know, you can post or whatever there. It's on your page for both events where we can see you at.
Oh, for August 7th, the flyers are coming soon, but okay. Open mic every Monday and every Thursday. I don't think it's flyers. It's like, you know, open mic.
It's just a no.
And Dwayne Wiggins is there with a live band. That's where a lot of people came up at. Keisha Cole, I mean, Conscious Daughters, a lot of Oakland Bay Area people came up with his little, you know, open mic.
Your natives come together, creative minds speak.
But the flyers are coming soon for August 7th, and I'll make sure I'll tag you in it. So, yes. Yeah. August 7th. Opening up for the federations, you know, it's dead. And it might be a Harlem Nights thing, huh? Don't do that. I know that's right. Aloha Nine.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Y'all follow Miss Kiki.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to Brandy and Diamond.
Guys,
bye.
I gotta get off this damn phone. This battery needs to be charged. Bye, everybody.
How do I get off?
Thank you, Diamond.
Thank you, Kelda. Thank you, Brandy, right?
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Bye, y'all. Love y'all. All right,
bye.